Let's get to the phone lines. Get Eric Moore with us right now with Soil Warrior. Eric, how is it going today?
Doing fantastic. How are you guys doing?
We're doing wonderful. And, you know, thinking about precision ag right now, and it's probably because it's year end. We're looking at tax things. We're also looking at what we can do to upgrade equipment and performance and looking at things that have paid this year. One of the things that we saw, Eric, was, and this is something we've known for a long time, that most of the compaction in our field happens with that first pass. And for us, one of the key things that we can do is try to manage where we're going to be in the field. So what are some of the things that growers should be thinking about going into this year and managing that that traffic pattern?
You know, I think that's a great point that growers need to look at, especially this year where harvest was so wet. We had a lot of compaction that got put into these fields. And as you mentioned, you know, 80% of that compaction comes in with that first pass. So if growers can utilize a system such as strip till, where they're essentially establishing those guidance lines when they make that tillage operation, if they can stay in those controlled traffic patterns, it really reduces the amount of compaction that they need to mitigate in their fields if we run into a wet fall harvest, and then just try to maintain those traffic patterns really can increase our yield levels by not having as many rows that are impacted by soil compaction.
All right, so you think about that. We're coming through a strip till, but a lot of guys have got multiple things happening when we're doing strip till, putting on fertility and so forth. So what kinds of precision ag tools are there to help keep all of those implements in line?
You know, one of the things that we really see a benefit to our growers is the use of implement steering or implement guidance, some sort of active guidance where we're not only steering the tractor, but the implement steers behind that as well. And we know that that's critically important to, it, let's say, if we're mitigating that compaction and placing those nutrients with strip till, it's important to make sure that our plants are positioned to take those nutrients up and to take advantage of that reduced compaction. If we're not staying on top of that strip till, some research that I've seen in the past is if we're, you know, 7 to 9 inches off of that strip that we create, our yields can be reduced by up to 8 bushels an acre or more, especially if we get out to where we're hairpinning into some of those residues. So with the Soil Warrior, we use cart steering or steerable cart in combination with implement guidance to make sure that when we precisely apply those nutrients, we can precisely make sure that growers are planting back onto those strips as well.
You know, when you talk about precisely applying nutrients and just have had a lot of really good talks with farmers this year about what worked and what didn't. And one of the big things that worked when for much of the upper Midwest, there are guys that I've talked to all over that said, we went dry for 4 weeks. We went dry for 6 weeks. We went dry for 8 weeks in the middle of the season. And we still got nutrient uptake with some of those precision, deep, strip-till bands of fertilizer. What differences did you see out there, and what should farmers be looking for in their fields?
You know, I would agree with you. And it really what we saw is if we had soils that had, you know, great water-holding capacities, a lot of times those are our highest-yielding soils. So if we can take a look at harvest maps and find out where that variability is in a field, then we can make variable rate fertility applications to maximize those highly productive areas. And that's where having multiple product application capability, we talk about, you know, the Soil Warrior has multiple dry bins, or we can variable rate up to 5 different products across those fields, making sure that we match our fertility needs to those applied areas, all coming back to what our harvest maps tell us from the prior year. I think that's where growers have seen a lot of economic advantage. And you talked about people are really analyzing right now what paid. And they look at nutrient applications and nutrient costs and just trying to maximize the return per dollar that we get from nutrient applications. We want to make sure that we're putting those where we're going to get the maximum return.
All right. So this fall, one of the challenges was, okay, we got dry in the middle of the season, but not necessarily the case late. Some guys got wet. Some corn just had a tough time drying down in certain areas. So we ended up with a late harvest, and some of these stalks were kind of difficult to deal with. What did you see in terms of strip till or other management tools for handling conditions with the way the season ended up?
You know, that's... It depends on how they end the season. Probably the biggest thing that I see with our producers is They saw the benefit of leaving those residues in the field. You know, we talk about how we manage those residues, how do we flow through those residues. In some areas, growers look at that residue as a detriment, and how do we mitigate that or get rid of it? A lot of our soil warrior customers look at that residue as a big benefit in their field to their operations. And if we can leave a lot of that residue, the more we can leave on the field, but manage that residue flow through our strip till machine, we get good seed to soil contact. But we've also seen over the years that residue is vital for getting water use efficiency in our crops today. So I would say our growers this fall had, in a lot of areas, had fantastic yields, but being able to flow through that residue, leave that residue out there, is going to be critical next year's crop production.
Well, we've really enjoyed working with strip till on our farm. It's been a big help for us. It's one of the precision ag tools that we know really pays for us. Been talking with Eric Moore with Soil Warrior on today's program. Eric, thank you so much. Really appreciate having you on.
Thank you, gentlemen.